And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
For several years now, the Catawba Indian tribe has been trying to get approval to build a gambling casino west of Charlotte near the town of Kings Mountain. Although the tribe is based in South Carolina, it's been unable to get the required approval from that state's leaders, so it's pursuing a complex plan to develop what it claims are ancestral lands in North Carolina, an old highway truck stop, in hopes of finding greener pastures here. As a recent congressional hearing made clear, however, even if one sets aside the practical, ethical, and moral issues associated with a major expansion of casino gambling, the Catawba plan waves some major red flags, not the least of which are the questionable and in some cases hidden backgrounds of the plan's financial backers. Indeed, one of the key investors has previously been the subject of criminal and civil enforcement actions involving illegal gambling, money laundering, and the operation of illegal sweepstakes parlors in South Carolina. The bottom line, the casino plan needs a lot more scrutiny from North Carolina officials before it even gets close to final approval. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.